That's a rough one. All right. We're trying. This is a little more familiar.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus.
little better. 384? Yeah.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy foreground brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony.
One of my first memories I have of 36th Street is singing that song when I first came here and was visiting, and Jay led that song, so it's one of my fond memories. Let's do number 7. This goes with Jay's song, but we know this one quite well. We'll do Abide With Me. Do me,
abide with me, as all sin untied, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide, when other helpers fail and comforts flee. Help of the helpless, O abide with me. Swift to its close, and thou my sinful day.
Choked up. 436, nearer still nearer. I think this will go well with our theme tonight. Do me.
Close to thy breast.
160, now the day is over. We'll do all verses. Now this is a hard song, so let's try to focus here. Do, now the day is over, night is drawing by, shadows of the evening steal across the sky. Jesus, give the
songbooks to number 10. We'll have it up here, but this is a song you do not know, at least some of us. Before we sing this song, you need to understand the song. And it's found over in Luke, the 24th chapter. And Doug had a wonderful sermon, class, something, on it just last week. And last time Marvin was here, I knew what I wanted to do with this song on a Sunday evening. And first is, forget everything you know. Forget it. Jesus has just rose from the dead. Now, you and your 21st century minds, you have the Bible, you've read it, you know all about it. But just for this little brief portion of time, forget it. You're walking on a road. You and your buddy, walking down a road. You're going to Emmaus. It's 7 miles from Jerusalem. Little hike. You're brokenhearted because your Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, was crucified over this past weekend. And you've got some very disturbing news. This morning, some women ran to the tomb and found out he wasn't there. And you don't know what to think about that. Because you knew he was a great teacher. He was a great prophet. But you may not have realized he was the Son of God. And that's not sunk in just yet. Some things that come out. We got two disciples, 7 mile journey going to Emmaus. All of a sudden, a stranger walks up. They invite him in. You know, it's safer to travel in numbers. So they invite him along, three men walking along. And he goes, and the stranger asked him, "What are you discussing? Why are you so sad?" And they told the story of Jesus. I said, "Oh my, haven't you heard? Everybody in Jerusalem knows. A mighty prophet. Our people sent him to die. And now we've gotten word that some of our women have went to that tomb and he's not there. And then they went to the apostles and some of our men went running to that tomb. And he wasn't there. And we're confused. We don't know what to think." We were hoping he was the one who would free Israel. Jesus' reply, they didn't know it was Jesus. We do. Unfair. But remember, you're on that road and you don't know this yet. And he said to them, "How foolish are you? Don't you remember the preaching? Don't you remember the teaching? Haven't you listened to the prophets of old? They all told this was going to happen." And so they went on and they talked. And as they got close to Emmaus, the King James Version says, "Abide with me, 'tis eventide." Or as my word of God says, they urged him, "Stay with us, it's getting late." Because he was just like he was going on his journey. But they said, "Come and stay with us." So he comes into their home. Here's the good part. Here's what'll... They still didn't know who he was until he blessed the bread. Then it clicked. The lights came on. That's Jesus. Gone. He's gone. That's... Now, look at your songbooks, number 10. That's what this song is singing about. Okay? It's the musical Road to Emmaus. Okay? If you look at it, "Abide with me, 'tis eventide." Comes from Luke 24 and 13.
Is that our next trip?
Yeah, that's our next trip, yeah. If you look at the author, Hufford, 1884. This was written about 40 years after the one Aidan just sang, "Abide with me." So 40 years later, Hufford, a Presbyterian minister, and he was a professor, taught at, you know, some of the higher learning colleges, wrote the words. And you see the same year Harrison Milford wrote the tune or the music to these in 1884. If you look closely, it says MP. Okay, and you got to know how to sing this song. MP reverently. Now, I asked my wife a little bit ago. She plays the piano. I don't. What's that mean? What's it mean? Mezzo piano. Okay. So what that tells us is sing it about half as loud as you normally would. So it's reverently sung. It's kind of quiet. Not the P, but PM. Half. Okay. Abide with me. Look at the first verse. 'Tis eventide. The day is past and gone. The shadows of the evening fall. The night is coming on. Within my heart a welcome guest. Within my heart abide. See, that's the two guys walking on the road. Don't have a clue who this fellow is, except he said some amazing things to us, kind of rocked our world, you know, when it come to, you know, remembering about this Jesus the Christ. Verse 2. Abide with me, 'tis eventide. The walk today with me has made my heart within me burn as I communed with thee. Thy earnest words have filled my soul and kept me near thy side. They were entranced with Jesus when he was talking to them. Their heart was alight again. They were remembering everything that was taught. You think we need that? You think this song has a message for you tonight? Maybe we need to remember. Maybe we need to be walking with Jesus. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes worldly cares, you know, push him out of our lives. This song reminds us and binds us to him. This song is a prayer. As we sing it, you'll hear the prayer. Abide with me. Verse 3. Abide with me, 'tis eventide, and alone will be the night. If I cannot commune with thee, nor find thee in my light, the darkness of the world I fear would in my home abide. And of course, the chorus. O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. That's what's behind this song. It's that road to Emmaus. So while you're walking through these stanzas with me, remember that story. Remember how they didn't have a clue. And we're so sad. We're brokenhearted. And then remember Jesus walked with them. Jesus kind of shook them up a little bit. Said, hey, don't be foolish. I'm alive. And they realized that the moment he broke the bread. Then what did these two individuals do? What did they do, Doug?
Ran back.
They ran that 7 miles back to the apostles. And that same night, the apostles were trying to make sense of this, and Christ appeared to them. Same night. That all happened. That one day. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to sing the verse stanza three times, okay? We're going to get this in our heads, all right? So don't go on and sing it in unison. Don't worry about bass, tenor, soprano, or just soprano, and, you know, everybody just sing it together so we can get this tune in our head. Abide with me, 'tis eventide. And it's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Just that tempo. Okay? 1, 2, 3. three. It's a waltz. It's not a march. One, two, three, four. We're marching to Zion. That's not this song, folks. This song is Abide With Me. 'Tis eventide. One, two, three. One, two. It's a waltz. It's a dance. It's a waltz. We're together. E flat. Go me.
Abide with me. 'Tis eventide. The day is past and gone. Abide with me. 'Tis eventide. The day is past and gone. Abide with me. 'Tis eventide. The day is past and gone. The shadows of the evening fall. The night is coming on. Within my heart, a welcome guest. Within my home abide. Oh, Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. Oh,
sing it just a little softer.
Do me. Abide with me. 'Tis eventide. The day is past and gone. The shadows of the evening fall. The night is coming. Within my heart, a welcome guest. Within my home abide. Oh, Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. Oh, Savior, stay this night with me. Is even time. Abide with me. Is even time. I walk today with me. Has made my heart within me burn. As I commune with thee. Thy promise in my life. God bless us.
Wait a minute. Please turn to number 492. That's going to be our song of encouragement, 492. Aiden.
I thank Jay for teaching that song to us. We always need to be opening this book. I mean, we have 990 songs, and we sing the same 20 songs over and over again. We've got to get in that book and learn those songs. A lot of great hymns in that. We're just on the road to Damascus. We were talking about the death, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection. But what about the ascension? In Acts, the first chapter, we have the ascension. But turn with me in your Bibles this evening to Acts, the 24th chapter. I want to look at some things here as a way of our invitation tonight. Acts, the 24th chapter. Here in this great text, we're going to be looking at verses 22 through 26. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I just want to get some context here. Paul is in custody. Paul is kept in custody by Felix. And our sermon, this little devotional, is entitled, Do Not Delay. If we go down to verse 24, and after some days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Okay, now verse 25 is where we get our points. Look at how the Bible outlines a sermon for us. Now, as he reasoned, that's point one. Point two is righteousness. Point three is self-control. Point four is judgment. Here is our sermon. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment, we are told in Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 18, Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. But Paul was reasoning with Felix. Felix is procrastinating, and Paul's reasoning with him about righteousness, self-control, and judgment. Of course, judgment is to come, and we know that judgment will come. Hebrews 9, chapter, verse 27, It is appointed for man to die once, and after that cometh the judgment. Verse 27, But after 2 years, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and Felix, wanting to do the Jews a favor, left Paul bound. In our text, there's no indication that Felix ever became a Christian. I don't read that. Actually, we go back and we look at verse 25. Go away, Felix says, and when I have a convenient time, I will call for you. So why do you wait, dear brother? We often sing that song. Don't be a Felix. Don't delay. Don't put it off. Don't think you have a lot of time. Don't be a Felix. Come to Jesus today. If you need to become a Christian, the Bible is very plain and clear on what one must do. You must hear the gospel and you must hear it preached. Then after hearing that saving gospel, you believe it. Then you repent of past sins, you confess faith in Jesus Christ, then you're baptized in the watery grave of baptism where you rise to walk in the newness of life. Most of us here probably have done that, but the case is maybe there is some here tonight who haven't put on Christ and haven't become a Christian. Many of us here are Christians, but we need to continue to be faithful. If you've not been faithful and you need prayers or you need to come home tonight, why don't you do so? If you need to become a Christian, why don't you do so? We urge you to do so as we stand and as we sing this invitation song.
492, sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Know me,
O Master, let me walk with thee, and lowly paths shall Oh.
seated.